What about these unscrupulous bosses who hire migrant workers? Well, the fines will triple, £60,000 per employee. Max Winthrop is an employment lawyer partner with the firm Sintons and is also a member of the Law Society's Employment Law Committee. And we're trying to get an idea, and we did with the housing issue, and the same now with employment. Mr. Winthrop, how big is an issue do you believe this to be? Good morning.
I think it can be quite a big issue here. The problem is it's one that goes undetected by its very nature. Somebody once told me that if you were driving around the country in a van with a load of cocaine in the back and you get stopped by the police, you're going to get nailed. Driving around the country with a load of undocumented migrant workers who shouldn't be here, all the police are going to do is talk to the workers, but if they don't speak English, they're not going to get very far. And if they're undocumented, if they're illegal, they've got no interest in blowing the gaff to the authorities. So the problem, I think, is really not the punishment side, but the detection side. And the way that we effectively take those illegal workers outside the scope of legal protections only exacerbates the problem.
Your view of this crackdown, as the government are labelling it?
I do think it's a little bit of window dressing. Apologies for the train announcement.
Right.
I think it's a bit of window dressing. I think
you're on a train that's running. Don't apologise. You're doing well. Max, you're ahead of the game. Yeah. This man's on a train that's running.
What I was saying is this. I think it's really a detection problem. I think by definition, look, if you're prepared to use illegal workers now, you're doing it because you don't believe you're going to get caught.
Yes.
So, bung the fines up, you're still not going to believe you're going to get caught because you know that the people you're exploiting don't have any interest in taking you to the employment tribunal and shopping you to the police. Because what's going to happen? They're going to get deported.
Really good speaking with you. I will leave you to train. Thanks for taking the call on the run. I appreciate that, Max. Max Winthrop is with the firm Sintons, an employment lawyer and partner. He's also part of the Law Society's Employment Law Committee.